Idenis Stevens says the training in Reng empowered her with the skills to confront gender-based violence in her community.
The thing that I know about the rights of women and the violence that has been taken away. It's important to get the rights of women if the violence that is taken about her, to solve that problem, if there is a problem about the member of the family, in order to make solution for this problem. If there is something happening in the family, or there is a violence that is taken about women.
Another trainee, Noura Bair, is eager to provide support to victims and spread awareness in her community.
We give them awareness, like when something happens, they can report to the office or police and visit the hospital for the medical checkup before 3 days. Lap. Maybe someone who did that to you is sick. Yes, it is necessary to get early treatment.
She adds that they will also be able to help women recover from past traumas, particularly those who fled the war in Sudan.
Yes. Offer them with some need. We teach and keep them happy so that they forget their miserable past, especially the war they escaped. So we keep them engaged, happy, and inform them that is the way of life. When you are among the people, forget all your hardship and happy with everyone.
Tina Steven underscores the importance of reporting abuses and providing assistance to Sudanese refugees. She says she and her colleagues have learned a range of skills to help vulnerable women.
We must help women, especially those coming from Sudan, and provide them necessity for instance. If someone is having mental problem, as the South Sudan women, we assist them with their need. Also girls who are facing at those that affect their mental well-being, we take them to the center for 3 days, including those with other diseases. We also assist women in various ways. For example, we keep them busy with hand work, such as tailoring and knitting, that help them overcome stress.
Paul Gare, Program Manager for South Sudan Women United, notes that GBV often is rooted in economic and social inequality for women.
We have seen that this kind of inequality because of men and women, so is a primary cause of gender-based violence. For instance, the belief that women should be economically dependent on men, and that women and children are a man's possession under his control. So we have seen this kind of thing that women should be aware of, such that they will be able to assert themselves or actually protect themselves.
He says South Sudan Women United aims to create service centers that help women on a variety of issues, including helping them report attacks and to provide them emotional support. For VOA News, this is Mamera Bramcourt reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.